We will now meet a very different guest, Princess Catherine Dewleap Singh. Here is Alison Applin to tell us about the extraordinary life story of a campaigning princess who lived at Elverdon Hall and is now the subject of a fascinating new exhibition.
She fought for women's rights in the suffrage movement. She helped save Jewish families from the Nazis. She's become an example to young LGBT plus people. And she was a princess who grew up on the Norfolk-Suffolk border. Princess Catherine Dewleap Singh lived a remarkable life and is now being retold in a new exhibition to coincide with the 150th anniversary of her birth. The team at the Ancient House Museum of Thetford Life has joined with Peter Bance, a historian and collector, to create the display which will feature a new portrait of Princess Catherine by contemporary Sikh artist Inquisitive. Also on display will be photographs, letters, Indian textiles and tiles which help tell the princess's story. Princess Catherine was a member of the royal family that had ruled the Sikh Empire of Punjab in northern India before it became part of the British Empire in 1849. The Ancient House Museum was founded by her brother, Prince Frederick Dewleap Singh, in 1924. Princess Catherine, Prince Frederick and their brothers and sisters grew up at their family home at Elverdon Hall near Thetford. Their father was Maharaja Dewleap Singh, the last Maharaja of Punjab. Peter Bance, who commissioned the new portrait, describes Princess Catherine as an extraordinary woman and courageous human being, who not only fought for women's rights, but also the rights of people of other faiths in such perilous times, so they could live in peace and harmony whilst putting her own life at great danger. It is indeed one of those hidden history stories which must be told and passed down to generations so we can learn, understand and respect one another, irrespective of our sex, colour, religion and beliefs, he adds. She was born on October the 27th, 1871, the second daughter of Maharaja Dewleap Singh and Maharani Bamba, and grew up at Elverdon Hall with her sisters Bamba and Sophia, and her brothers Victor, Frederick and Albert Edward. In 1886, her father left England in an attempt to regain his ancestral homeland. Then in 1887, following the death of her mother, Catherine and her siblings were cared for by Mr. and Mrs. Oliphant at Folkestone, Kent, who became the children's foster parents. The girls were educated at home and Fräulein Lena Schaffer from Kassel in Germany was appointed as their governess to teach them. She was 12 years older than Catherine and the pair formed a strong attachment and travelled to Europe together. In the 1890s, Catherine attended Somerville College, Oxford and studied French and German, but she was not given the degree qualification as Oxford University didn't award degrees to women at that time. Queen Victoria had been interested in the Dewleap Singh family since Catherine's father first came to England in 1854. The British had taken over his Punjab kingdom to make it part of the British Empire. After the death of their parents, the Queen allowed them to live at Hampton Court. Catherine was an active member of the women's rights movement all her life. She was a member of the Fawcett Women's Suffrage Group and the National Union of Women's Suffrage Societies, and she used her royal status to raise funds for the suffragists. In 1908, Catherine and her now romantic partner, Lena Schaffer, moved to Germany and set up house together. But their lives changed in the 1930s with the rise of the Nazi Party in Germany. The couple's neighbour said the local Nazis disapproved of the old Indian lady. Despite the risk of staying, Catherine remained in Germany until Lena's death in August 1938, aged 79. But before returning to England, she helped several Jewish families escape from the Nazi Holocaust, including a doctor and a violinist. Catherine died in 1942, aged 71, and on her request, her ashes were divided between Elvedon Churchyard and a casket buried near Lena's coffin in Castle. She had no direct descendants, but her legacy is an example of a life lived with courage and in support of others. The new exhibition about Princess Catherine Duleep Singh is at the Ancient House, Museum of Thetford Life, from now until February the 26th, 2022.
Thank you, Alison. What a remarkable woman!